Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, here we are in a fresh new week. It's raining, but even Friday as I was driving home from work, I was noticing how as you drive the city streets, there's a lot of flowering trees. And they, you know, obviously everything has lost its leaves for the winter. And there were already trees blooming on my way home. And I went, you know, it ain't like the East Coast where there's still snow on the ground in May. Man, I grew up in just, and you know, West Virginia, like winter sucks and it never ends. And here it's like, oh, it sucks. Oh, look, the trees are flowering. I'm sure some new kind of pollen is going to be all up our noses now. That'll be great. But it goes quickly.
I like winter. And I'll tell you another thing. We're coming up on the time change at some point here.
Oh, yeah, that comes really early, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I really like this time. So I'm enjoying it. Mm. I know you might not be, but I like it. I didn't sleep great last night, but that's just...
Well, that's a normal Sunday.
I have a mind bleep going on that I'll never get out from under. Mm. And by the way, it didn't happen when we were working from home. It's the commute. It's the worry about the distance between.
And the worry about the rain and stuff. Like, it's even though I definitely don't have the kind of commute you do, I am always, like, super nervous to drive in the rain. Mm. Like, you know, I go pretty slow, but there's crazy people out there. You ever get blown by, like, you feel like you're going a reasonable speed, 65 or whatever, and someone just goes by you so fast, it's like you're standing still, and you're like, well, I don't know, is that a death wish? Are you trying to get away from someone? Like, what?
That's every day on the Bay Bridge with me. Every day on the Bay Bridge, there is, this morning, a guy in a big van decides he has to get over into my lane and get into the city faster than me. And then we both end up, and he almost, you know, I had to hit my brakes and everything. And then we both end up at the same stoplight in the city. And I just looked at him like, was that worth it? You know, is it worth almost running me off the road to get to the stoplight faster? But yeah.
Well, yeah, people are just like, you're not saving any time.
No.
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe you're just a lead foot and you're not, if I'm not speeding, I'm not living. But just, you know, it's raining. It's crappy out. And even though it wasn't pouring on my way in, I barely had to hit my windshield wipers, but there's standing water everywhere. Like you know, the usual places on the highway where it collects, you know, where you always hit it. You got to take it icy out there. There was this big rig in front of me this morning. Not like one of the massive big rigs, but, you know, like a big, big delivery truck kind of thing. And that thing is screws past me after I get up. You know, I've already passed the tolls. I'm coming into the city from the Golden Gate Bridge. It just goes screwing past me on the highway section toward the tunnels. And then we get down onto, I take 101, so it's like Lombard to Van Ness and then Broadway. And that guy, he's just you can't get away from anybody on that street. You're with your pod. Doesn't matter how fast you go, unless you start running red lights, you're with the people you're with. Like, they're, you know, he's a huge delivery truck. I'm like, yeah, way to beat me off the line, dude. Yay, you win. See you at the next light. Like, you're not, there's no winning. Just take it easy out there. Try to breathe through it. Think of something else. Listen to a book.
Listen to us.
Yeah, listen to us.
What are you talking
about? Well, at 4 in the morning, you can't listen to us.
And listen to the great.
Sure. Exactly. Listen to Alice. Yeah. What am I, crazy? Apparently I am. So, speaking of that, where are you in Project Hail Mary?
I'm not telling you anymore.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you when I'm done.
Okay.
I just started it.
Oh.
Yeah. What a beginning for a book. You're
Vander
like,
Alton.
What's going on? Oh, this is cool.
It's crazy. So this is a book by Andy Weir, who wrote The Martian. It's not a new book, but it's been out for a little while, but it's just clever and it's funny. John and I just got to talking about it yesterday. I'm like, oh, Vinny's reading it and blah, 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 blah. Really, just so many little things from that book have just wormed their way into our life.
Yeah, I started it last night and you know, I'm like, I had to put it down to go to bed, but I was like, I'm in, man.
Yeah,
the guy's a great writer.
And if you,
you haven't read
The Martian yet either, have you?
I have not.
So you have that waiting for you too.
Yeah. And I don't normally read sci-fi, but yeah, he's a great writer.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's just a good story.
Yeah, it's good. I'm happy.
Yeah.
With the book.
You guys, The Weeknd has announced a tour.
And ended his Grammy boycott last night.
He did, yeah. Showed up there. And we have tickets. So this little darling, Abel Tesfaye, something like that. He is coming to town. He'll be at Levi's on July 8th. And his tour is called the After Hours Till Dawn Tour. Sounds like the all night long tour. The After Hours Till Dawn Tour.
Sure, young people will love it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I'm a big fan of The Weeknd.
Are you?
I would say you're
a big fan.
I've got like, you know, when I say I'm a big fan of anybody, it's because I have a lot of songs saved on my Spotify. And I notice like I've got like 7 or 8 Weeknd songs on my Spotify. So
Weeknd
on my,
is fine.
Or title. That's what
Staying
I
up till morning is not fine.
Yeah.
Like that. He is talking crazy.
After
talk
hours till dawn.
And talking to the children,
like,
in my opinion.
Really? What time does this thing start? When is it going to end? I got to get home. Oh. You have to work tomorrow?
Gone.
No, I don't have to work. I'm so tired.
That sounds awful.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, at 905, 1205, 405, and 605, we have code words for you. You text those to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be eligible to win these tickets for The Weeknd After Hours Till Dawn. Thank you, Live Nation. Yet another Live Nation. They've thrown us a bunch of tickets. Thank you so much. We love that. Get those right out to the listeners. Dating red flags from Kim Kardashian. I have to say, oh, Kim Kardashian. And then I read them. I'm like, yeah, no, this is real. These are true. Some of them are just absolutes too. So Kim was on somebody's podcast. I don't know. And I don't want to promote anybody's podcast because we have one of those and we want you to only listen to our podcast, which by the way, is like 4 hours long every day. Come on. Who can ask for more than that? Who would even want more than that? Anyway, Kim Kardashian, she goes on some podcast and she says, they're like, what are your red flags for dating? She says, well, when someone doesn't treat other people, even when no one is watching, with respect, no matter who they are, what they do. And it's true. Like it's actually embarrassing to be with someone who is like rude to a server or just shows no regard for other people. I mean, who among us hasn't had that come up? So I thought that was a decent red flag.
Yes.
Have you heard the expression, people who are nice to you but not nice to waiters are not nice people?
I haven't
heard that, yeah, but it's that exactly though. It's the way you treat people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And she doesn't specifically mention servers here, but that's the first thing I thought of because that is horrible.
Dating, you don't always get to see it. Like someone who's a true narcissist won't show you just how wicked they can be because that's their whole game is for you to be like, this is the most perfect person in the world.
Yeah.
Until you're stuck. And then I just feel like, but once you're married or once you're together a while, you will see those things for sure. You can't not, whether it's traveling or when you're, you know, road trip, like the kind of stuff that someone says or does to someone that's insignificant into their daily lives, you'd like to think that would be a jump off point.
Right.
Like there's your clue. And if you don't take it, whose fault is that?
Yep. It's your fault.
Like
when you see red flags, this is Vinny's expression. When you see a red flag, Don't say red, my favorite color.
That is a common. I don't think I made that up.
Oh, really?
No.
I've never heard
it before. Put that down on the list of things that Vinny's made up. No. Let's start a list for Vinny.
I think that Sarah made that up, actually. Anyway, I do agree with her. So what else does she have on her list?
She says the qualities that she's looking for besides chemistry. I mean, chemistry is, if you don't have that, there's just no point, right? This, I will say, I've been thinking a lot about the movie It Ends With Us, which is the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni. I don't know if it's love or hate or what the hell's going on there, but they had good chemistry. And that's, which was the thing that sort of sucked me into the movie and let me let go of what's happening now with the two of them in the making of this movie, which I have an update for you, and it's crazy.
With all the speculation, one of the things someone wrote is that they probably had an actual affair. And
we
now
did, you were mentioning that last week.
I don't know that that's just another rumor. And once you make the news the way they have, you can expect every possible guess in the world.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, if you have Ryan Reynolds, why would you ever... be like, nah, I got Ryan Reynolds.
Because he's not
over
that
here.
Great.
Oh my God, he's amazing. God, I love that guy. So back to Kim.
Right.
She's saying, besides chemistry, besides, you know, the obvious thing where it's like, I want to bang you, that part. They have to be a very secure person. I want our morals and values to really align. Align right up.
Well, those are a little two different things, but okay.
To be secure. Yeah, no, she's got a bunch of things. So being secure, that's nice. You definitely don't want that crazy person who's like, why didn't you call me? I need to check in every day.
I spent the night under your bed. Sorry about that.
And then the next night I spent outside your room in a van with binoculars.
I will say the person that I'm about to reference, and I'm not going to tell you who it is, but the person I'm about to reference did in fact find out this girl was cheating on him, but the whole renting a car and getting a wig and like this person I know, and this was a million years ago, but
the old wig,
put on a wig, put on, you know, like and rented a car and followed this person that they were clearly falling in love with only to find out this person was in fact cheating. And so that instinct you have, while
trust that
maybe correct,
trust the instinct. Don't just follow someone. Just say, I don't trust you.
Be the guy that feels uncomfortable in this relationship and let that be enough. Like, you know, if this person makes you feel like you're on unsteady ground, that should
then
be
you
good.
Are.
Then that's good enough.
Right.
You don't need to confirm it and then later go, yeah, I really went too far that time.
Yeah, I guess that, does that make me, am I technically a stalker?
A crazy person? Yikes.
The answer is yes. So she says, a secure person, so not that guy in the wig in
right.
the car. I want our morals and values to really align. And that, honestly, yes, I think that's baseline there. If you're going to be in fights over, you know, and I'm not saying you have to like get one of those book of ethical dilemmas and, you know, see how everybody, you know, what would you do in this situation? Well, that's not what I did. So we got to break up. I mean, I think those things are, they become more obvious the longer you know someone. She also says it's really important to have a big fight with someone to see how they are when they don't get what they want. And fighting can be super indicative because there are people who just start spewing stuff and, you know, twisting the knife, and every little thing that's ever come up between the two of you starts to get thrown at you. You know, that's it really is no way to fight. Go to therapy and that's the first thing they'll do.
I would add that it should be, you shouldn't be fighting a lot right off the bat either. Like I really don't think that's.
Our first fight.
A sign of you truly being in love. I think that's a sign of you maybe not being a good fit for each other. Yeah. Like, I really felt like with Christina and I, we were this great fit. We didn't argue. We both had our careers. We had other things we needed to do and kept us busy and surfing. And we didn't have arguments until we had kids. Mm. Like, that's when things get difficult.
Right.
And your time gets maxed out and you... You know, we previously had a deal. What are you talking about? And so,
you said this one thing, and I said, okay, I'll give you a baby.
And then I told you I wasn't going to be able to, I won't be here for that part of that thing. I mean, but that's where the arguments come, and that's where, you know, compromises right. and conversations.
Well, suddenly there's actual stress in your yes. life. You're not you know, doing it all like, hey, you want to go get something to eat? No, no, no. We can bang first. And,
but I would be worried if I were arguing a lot before we even got to the real
it's
part
funny,
of life.
Though, because she's not wrong. If you have a big fight with someone early days and it shows you an ugly side, you know, run for the hills. Mm-hmm. But just having a fight in and of itself, okay, I don't know, like fight sounds so, if you have a disagreement with someone and you can't work it out without yelling and you've just started dating, like, I just feel like, I don't know, maybe that's not a healthy relationship. Now,
some people really... like,
they like to fight.
They like, and they'll tell you that. Like, they like to fight. And it's, you know,
I think
drama. That's
true,
a run
right?
for the
yes.
hills for me.
Yeah, I can't do the drama no thing way. Either. And that's certainly, some people are into that.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes if you haven't had relationships that weren't ever like that, you got to be ready to learn about how relationships work with this person. You know, I came from a family of people who just like, we would have huge blowout fights at the dinner table. But by the end of the night, we're all just, you know, oh, what do you guys all want to watch on TV? Like, it was no thing. Like, nothing was ever suppressed. And John was like, came from a family of people who just like, just never talked to each other. Nobody ever said, I love you. And so I like freak out and I'm freaking out. We start dating or whatever we're fighting about. Who even knows? I'm sure I just made something up to be in a fight. And he just looked at me and kind of walked out of the room like, I'm not doing that. So like all my tried and true methods did not work. I had to like adapt.
Well,
anyway,
he did.
No, he definitely didn't when it comes to that thing. I'm not allowed to yell. I also, I don't really need to have an opinion. So it makes it easier to not fight.
Perfect.
Mm. And she also says, this is Kim Kardashian.
Poor John. He should have kept his yap shut that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's reliving that one all the time.
You know, I will say, though, he's not wrong. I don't need to. And sometimes he looks at me and just, you know, with that, you don't need to have an opinion look. And I go, you're right. What do I care? He's teaching me. I'm learning.
Really?
I don't know.
You just blow it off. You're just like, oh, I don't really have an opinion.
Well, I mean, it's become like a running family joke now because the kids say it all the time, too, which is awesome.
Oh, good for you.
It's great. Yeah. Even Pat said it to me one time. You know, Sarah. I'm like, oh.
No.
Yeah, Pat.
Yeah. Back to this is Kim Kardashian talking about what she's looking for in relationships. She says, it's important not to rush things, especially when you have kids and knowing that it would just be a good fit. I just want them to be genuinely, be like a really good person. By the way, she is the mom of four and she's open to having two more kids with the right person.
Really?
So she says, I wonder if she froze some eggs. Because isn't she in her 40s now?
She has to be.
Yeah.
But I told you, I mean, I knew her as when we were kids, and I now know her on Facebook. But a friend of mine, so I don't know her, you know, we don't talk is my
point.
Oh,
you're not talking about Kim?
No, no, no. Okay. I'm talking about a friend of mine who had two kids with a husband. They divorced. She had her second kid with the new husband at 49.
Oh boy.
And has a beautiful
yeah.
second family, like little kids.
So quick quiz. How old is Kim K?
43.
41.
She is 44 years old.
Oh.
Ooh, I can't believe she's 44.
Yeah. No, I'm
surprised.
I didn't.
I thought I might have gotten a little high.
Chloe's 40.
Thanks for telling everyone how old I am. Jeez Louise.
Well, so two more kids is in part, she's probably has saved the eggs.
And I want to say they surrogated a couple of those kids mm-hmm. that she has with him. So that would be, you know, you don't want to wreck that body. Come on, girl, look at that body. Okay, so, and then I wanted to mention that John Irwin, the voice of He-Man in the 80s, and he was also the voice of Morris, the finicky cat in the Nine Lives cat food commercials.
Morris talked?
Morris, yeah.
Oh.
Apparently. Do you have any audio of that, Morris talking? But it's so funny because we used to have a guy on the show named Hooman, and that's really, this is, I do remember seeing He-Man, but this guy knew like the theme song and, you know, his pet lion or whatever it was. And
I have both He-Man and Morse the Cat.
Give me everything you got. John Irwin passed at 88.
Here's Morris first.
Nine Lives presents Morris.
Ready for a boat ride, Morris?
I wouldn't trust that thing in the bathtub.
We'll eat on board.
Sinking ships affect my appetite.
Oh, don't be finicky. I brought Nine Lives.
I can't let her sail that thing alone.
Tuna and chicken or seafood platter?
Nine Lives seafood platter. Ooh. Anchors away.
Nine Lives.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
That's what Morris sounded like.
That is really terrible. All right, let's hear
Let's hear the He-Man.
All right, here's the opening of He-Man.
Well, hi, I'm He-Man.
And the masters of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that him as the...
I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
I have a Grayskull!
Okay.
Did you watch that?
I had Castle Grayskull. Okay. I had the He-Man figurines. I watched it all. Yeah, I loved it.
Mm. Rest in peace, John Irwin, 88 years old. I did not expect that to be the Morris voice to also be the voice. I thought maybe Morris.
You didn't think Morris talked like that?
Yeah, the He-Man voice is like that. It is so not sexy or He-Man-y. Like, there's nothing.
My pet cat Cringer became Battle Cat.
I like raised the sword of Castle Greystone and
all of my enemies were just vanquished.
Sky, I beat everyone up in a big fight. Watch out.
Mm.
All right. Rest in peace, John Irwin.
My little brother watched that, so I can't say I'm not at all familiar, but I never sat and watched 1 second. Not so, one.
Well, he is 10 years younger than you. So, yeah. All right, Vincenzo, what do you got coming up?
We've got ants.
Oh, no, I don't want ants.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram page to see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you...
Oh, my.
This Alice Report is brought to you by... Oh, another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars.
So good.
He...
Right?
Killed it last night.
I didn't see him.
Oh, he... Him and Lady Gaga killed it.
Oh, right. You know what? I actually think I have that coming up.
Yeah. But,
did you grab that song?
Yeah, right. It was great.
I don't know what it is with him trying to dress like Woody from Toy Story. Like, when you see the picture of him, you will go, what is he doing?
Well, if you've seen the video that of
he does go large. He's doing lapels.
Yeah,
and...
the song that they do, the video, they wanted it to feel like a 70s variety
kitschy
show.
Yeah.
So I think, and so they wore the same style outfit last night, but I love it.
He loves a costume. I feel like that started very young for him. You can't be an Elvis impersonator from the age of two and not be like, yeah, we should probably add some rhinestones to that.
All this week at 3:05, I believe that's Jane's show.
Yeah, so once per day.
Listen for the code word. Text the code word to our contest line 20357 and enter for your chance to win two tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live in Las Vegas on June 2nd, a two-night hotel stay at Park MGM, and a round-trip airfare for you and a guest. Courtesy of Live Nation.
Thanks, Live Nation.
That's another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars this afternoon with Jane. 3:05. Who's better than Jane?
Well, but possibly Bruno Mars in Vegas?
I know, but I mean, nobody. No radio.
Nobody.
She's got the best show in the country in the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Don't miss it.
We should all go to that. I didn't go to see Bruno Mars.
Oh, I thought you meant Jane's show.
Oh, well, no, I never miss Jane's show. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I don't have to go. I just turn on my radio and put it on the Odyssey app.
Here's what's happening. Clouds and rain.
Oh, that is super happening.
Yeah.
You're happening.
So there you go. Speaking of the weather.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Groundhog Day. Pucks a 20 Phil did see his shadow, which means more winter is coming. Six weeks more, according to the groundhog.
Yeah. Stupid groundhog.
The thing that's ridiculous, I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. Yes. What am I saying? But yeah. There's more in that there are other people out there saying this other animal's more accurate and this animal has a different take on the... Really?
A different groundhog?
Yeah, we have dueling animal weather predictors. And
there's some octopus who does... Or no, maybe he predicts the outcome of the Super Bowl every year. There's a lot of animal predictors. Yeah. We're looking for ways to fill that 24-hour news cycle, I guess. We've got news. Breaking news. There's a battling groundhogs for Groundhog's Day.
According to this story, Phil is wrong more than he's right. So deal with that as you make your plans.
Well, whatever he predicts, then you just go for the opposite. if he tends toward being wrong.
I
guess we're in for a nice short winter.
They say Staten Island Chuck...
Oh.
Out of New York is right 85% of the time, and he did not see his shadow, so he's predicting early spring.
I like the guy with the 85%. Early spring it is. Let's go with that. Although we can use all the winter we can get, even though it is depressing. Rainy and gray.
Nah. That's fine. So.
Sure.
I mentioned ants.
Yeah, I hate those things.
This is it's misleading, and that's the beauty of the commercial. So there's this commercial out there. I believe it's a Geico commercial, and it's these two young people who've purchased their first big home, and they got their home insurance through Geico, and then they say, but we've got ants. And it turns out it's actual, your old lady ants.
Your mom's sisters.
Right.
Showing up now.
That keep showing up. And at one point, one of the ants is in the fridge and she's looking at all the stuff and she's like, expired, expired. And they, of course, are like, thanks, Aunt Mabel or whatever.
Right.
And I really do love that. That whole setup was really well done, but it leads me to the condiments in your fridge.
Oh.
How often do you check them? Mm. And if you're making a sandwich, you've already made your sandwich, you've got the bread out. The avo and the turkey and the piece of cheese, whatever you like, and it's all ready to go.
It's
and now you go,
right.
Oh, I got to get my mayo.
Yeah.
Or whatever you use, mustard.
And mayo, mustard.
You
sure.
go into the fridge and you pull them both out and they're both expired.
I would never even look to see if there was an expiration date on those. If they're in there, I just assume they're fine and I use them. So far, I'm still here. Do you look at the expiration date on your mustard?
Not on my mustard, but on my mayo. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Aren't you going through enough of that you're...
I guess I feel not.
I go through mayo. I have two backup mayos in my pantry.
You know what? It's been a minute since you've had little kids in the house, but we have a fridge packed with stuff.
Yeah.
Some
we don't have that anymore.
You have to go through it, and you have to constantly be... And you might go through it and go, why do we have two mayos open?
Mm.
And there's one over here, and there's one down underneath that's been pushed into the back. There's just... It's... You got to check it.
Yep.
You don't want to find yourself not feeling well in the middle of the night.
You speak the truth about the packed.
Yes.
We don't have that anymore.
I'm sure you don't.
It's great. Someday you won't have it anymore either. But when my kids were here for that month over the holidays, it just turned into what it always had been, where you have to Jenga things into the each place. Or what's that called? Tetris things. And I can put this up there. And if I put the pizza box on top of this, it won't hit the drawer.
Tetris, Jenga, they both work.
Ugh.
Anyway, how long has that bottle of ketchup been in your fridge?
Not that long.
People Magazine just named the most dangerous expired condiments.
Oh.
And here they are.
Thanks, People Magazine.
Soy sauce. Some people assume this one lasts forever.
Oh, it doesn't?
I've never checked.
You need to.
I don't use enough of it that I'm going through that.
You got about a year
really?
On that stuff, yeah.
I think I've got some soy sauce I've been using for at least 2 years.
And you moved up here with it. Was it in a box somewhere in your car?
Yeah.
You should
trade that out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mustard, it lasts longer because there's more vinegar in it, but once you break the seal, you've got about a year to use it.
Mm. I go through mustard at my house.
I don't buy this. I've got stuff I've used for years.
When's the last time you used the soy sauce, though? That's the thing. It's like...
It's fine.
Okay.
Or
just get some new...
This is the guy who's pooped his own pants,
That
though.
Is true, Chili Boy.
Everybody has.
Yeah, but You know what?
Sure. I wasn't one when I was one when I did it.
I'm sure I have done it, but I can't remember a time.
Okay.
Ketchup and barbecue sauce. You've got about 6 months after you use them. Keep an eye on the color. If it changes, toss them. Also, check the date. Also, companies that make, you know, these things and date them, maybe make that a little more prominent.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will truly be turning and have to find the light and be like,
and even then it's like it's somewhere hidden in a series of numbers that may or may not be dates, or the machine itself just lets things slide by and it's sort of like just a sideways streak of black ink that you're like, I can't read it. I'm sure it's fine.
Slow the line down a little bit.
Slow it down a bit. Just
sheesh. Ketchup and barbecue sauce. You got 6 months after you start to use them. Salad dressing. Creamy kinds that have eggs or cheese. 2 months.
Oh.
And you know, mayonnaise at the top of the list.
How long?
It's got eggs, so once it's been opened, they say it's good for 2 months.
Yeah, I go through enough mayo that I'm not worried
and
about
I
that.
And I definitely have one of the reasons I look, and so I use whatever Best Foods or whatever it's called here, Hellman's, whatever. And I use the upside down squirter.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that thing.
It will look dark on the other side in a way that would lead you to believe it's bad almost immediately. And I don't know what that is or why they don't just...
It's something about that bottle. I'm with you. I've gone, why is this like grayed out at the top? And John goes, I think it's just the plastic.
What?
Because as soon as there's no mayo touching it, it's grayed out. I think it's the thickness of the plastic.
I really want them to make that, like if it's opaque now, fill that in.
Right.
Like, we don't need to see the gray. The gray always, so when you said, do you check your dates? Yeah, because the mayo is the one where I go, I don't know how long this has been here. I don't know why it's got that dark.
I feel like it's the bottle. And I've also noticed that I drink this particular brand of grapefruit juice that has a bottle, bottom of the bottle. It's not even a bottle. It's a plastic bottle. And it's the same kind of deal. And I always look at it and go, it looks like there's gray sediment, but then you shake it up and you move the thing. I'm like, it's just the bottle. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe it's like a recycled bottle thing. I don't know.
I don't like it.
What I do like, though, is the mayo that is, remember when it used to be in a jar and you'd have to scrape it out and it was get so gross, like there'd be dried mayo on the side and stuff. And now it's like it never sees the air until you're actually squirting it onto your sandwich and you get a controlled amount. Although the explosive squirt can be problematic. You got to make sure you bang it down on the counter and get all the mayo down. And then you got to be real gentle when you squeeze it out.
Thanks, Ma.
So many jokes in there.
bang it down.
You got to bang it down.
Make sure it doesn't squirt in your face.
And then you got to take it out.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah,
you don't want it to. You don't want it when it explodes out. Sometimes you get mayo all over you. Nobody wants that. Nobody.
Nope.
Yuck.
I do.
Is that why you're always making sandwiches shirtless? It rinses off easy.
That's why.
I see.
What a mental image.
Bang that thing down.
Jesus.
And then give it a. But you gotta squeeze gently. Because otherwise it'll explode. You don't want that.
Anyway, check your mayonnaise. It's only got 2 months from when you open it. And I know you know that's been there longer. You know it.
No. I mean, yes. Okay. I don't know. I feel like I make so many sandwiches in the course of a week that I'm definitely going through mayo. It's never lasting 2 months. What is it?
For you and John.
Yes.
So now that the boys are gone.
Yeah.
You make enough sandwiches that you go through. Do you buy a particularly small mayo?
No. We just buy regular size. The mayo, not one oversized, not a little guy. We go through enough of that. And, you know, there's plenty of stuff that you might use mayo for. You know, like I make a lot of tuna. I make some chicken salad. You know, you got to put a big squirt of mayo in there. You know.
What is wrong with you?
What are you talking about? I'm trying to show you the method that keeps you from getting mayo squirted all over you.
Yeah.
Just trying to help.
John's lucky to have you around to make sandwiches for him.
And, you know what? I do make, honestly, I make, so I realized, by the way, that I did make dinner on Friday. I made oatmeal. I'm really good at oatmeal because it's so easy.
You just told me it was eggs earlier.
No, I said breakfast. I said I made breakfast. I made oatmeal.
Oatmeal for dinner.
Oatmeal, yeah.
You couldn't even make me some bacon and eggs.
I made him eggs yesterday.
Oh.
I don't make bacon. Bacon's a pain in the ass.
Well.
I could microwave some, I suppose. I know.
Yeah, don't do that. Although, you know, it doesn't come out bad if you do it in the oven.
It doesn't, but I do feel like that's so, it's so clean up intensive.
I just make it.
Yeah. I like, and honestly, with just me and John, not only will we have some with our breakfast, but then later we're going to definitely have some BLT. So that's.
Oh, look at you guys go.
Where I'm going to use my mayo up.
My daughter's just savage that stuff. So there's
bacon?
No. Yeah, there's no. When I make a pack of bacon.
You got to make 2 pounds because the girls are going to sit there and eat the first pound.
Oh, I don't even think we make a pound. We use this one kind.
Oh, Applegate?
Is it Applegate? And yeah. it's only like got 8 or slices. 9 slices. And the family and then the dog gets a bite. I go, you know what? I didn't need that anyway. It's, you know, dad.
Yeah, if I'm going to bother to make bacon, I am making a bunch of bacon. Because the way I cook it really, really slow. So it takes like an hour to make all the bacon. And I'm like, why would I stop there? Let's just keep making it. Save it for BLTs.
Well, this show has done its job today. We've saved some lives.
Oh, already?
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Whose life did we save?
707's.
Oh.
Thank you, Vinny. My 2-quart bottle of Kikkoman soy sauce is not quite empty and expired in 2016.
Oh. Wow. How big was it? Did you say 2-quart?
2-quart bottle.
That is... That must be a misprint. That's a half gallon.
Somebody must...
Well, they don't love it that much. They expired in 2016.
Costco shoppers have that.
I guess. Still, half a gallon? That's too much soy sauce.
Who funded the expired study from People magazine? The condiment industry? I call BS. I'm not looking at the date. The smell test has yet to fail me.
Yeah.
LOL, and if, right, Jay if you from Davis on Odyssey.
Out, it's true. If you give it a shake, by the way, you know, that annoying clear separation at the beginning, the first squirt of ketchup or mustard, you know, you got to give that a good shake. Give it a shake and then squirt it out. If there's something wrong with it, you'll be able to tell right away. That piece of bread's ruined.
415. So the conspiracy theorists are
everywhere on here.
Expiration dates are mostly so you'll buy more of the same product. It's a money grab. If it passes the smell test, I'm eating it. All right. I have definitely looked at that grayed out mayo and at top or bottom, whatever it is, and gone, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'll start over.
And then you immediately go, oh, this one's also
grayed
out.
It's only later, yes, that I've realized they all do that. But I definitely...
I know. It's so weird, then. I'm with you. I swear to God, I think it's certain plastics or something.
Sarah, don't be silly, says 415. An octopus can't pick the Super Bowl. The octopus in question was picking all the World Cup soccer matches correctly, Super Bowl.
Sorry about it. I mean, I just really can't keep my animals who make predictions files straight. They're willy-nilly. Now we got Chuck from Staten Island, the new groundhog phenom. He's right 85% of the time. He's done it 2 years.
415 says, the lady that married Kanye West and had tons of kids with him is giving red flag relationship advice.
Listen, life is a learning experience.
Yep.
You got to keep on learning things.
707 says, Project Hail Mary is good, 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 good. Jane, listening on Odyssey from Santa Rosa.
Hey, Jane in Santa Rosa. Yeah, it is good, 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 good.
Oh, here's another TV one. 510 says, Vinny, just wanted to say thanks, man. Really enjoying Severance. Such a crazy and dark show. So many questions. Yeah, you know, I can see with today's attention span why someone would say, That is so effing boring. I didn't make it past.
It is slowly paced. Mm-hmm. It's deliberately, slowly, slow revelations.
Not the new episode. Oh.
For me, there was enough curiosity that I held my interest, and I've enjoyed it. And I'm glad to hear that you did too, because I do know sometimes I can see where someone would go, what are you, nuts?
Yeah.
That?
I think that we'll start... We'll start season one again. Everything you've said to me, all these things you've mentioned about season one, I'm like, yeah, I don't really remember that. I have an overall feeling about the show, but I just needed the way it started. Yeah, I think I might go back. I'll try and get you
one last one before you do your tease.
I'm ready.
408 says, OMG, Sarah, my husband and I watched Substance Saturday night, and wow, you tried to prepare me, but there was no easy to prepare. The looks on my husband's face, first he thought it was some cheesy woman's exercise movie. Then the looks he gave me as it unfolded were epic. That movie is crazy.
It is a crazy movie. I will say that while I do think that Demi Moore should win acting awards for that, I thought she was really good in that. And just what crazy, like the naked lady quotient is high. By the time you're about 2/3 of the way through, things start getting so gross that I was like, okay, I understand where this is going and it's not going to end well. I'm out because I might actually barf. And I'll watch cartoon gore all the live long day. I have no problem with that. But that was just, it was like food gore. It was the Substance. Anymore?
No, you're up.
All right, let's head to the Grammys. You will not believe who won Best... Actually, you will believe who won Best Dressed.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.